We've had a few Democrats elected through the years. It's near now balanced with Democrats and Republicans. I guess the first time in the history, isn't it?
Now, why did they want to secede from Alabama?
They didn't want to fight.
Well, how long then did they stay out of Alabama?
Really, I don't know how long they did.
Was it just until the war was over?
I don't know whether they ever permitted to or not, but they claimed they did. So I don't recall that. I'd have to look up on that before I could tell you.
Yeah. What do you call that war, by the way?
Civil War.
You have another name for it?
War between the states.
Anything else?
Let's see. It's something about the Negro. I forget now what it was. The slave question. But I don't remember now just how they called that. I just remember and can't think of what they called it.
Did you ever hear it called the Confederate War?
Yes, that's what I was trying to think of. That was again the South and North.
How do you say that?
Against the South and North.
No, the term I said.
The Confederate?
Okay.
Federal and Confederate.
Yeah. Well, now let's get back to the barn after that little digression. You talked about putting hay in bales up in the loft. Suppose you had too much hay to get it in the loft and you left it in the field around a pole. What do you call that?
Haystack.
Okay.
That's the way we cured most of the hay before we baled it. You'd back then, it's different than what it is now. We'd grow beans. More than I did peas, a field bean, 0210 bean, and soybeans, things of that nature.
What's an 0210 bean?
It's a little black bean that grows for hay.
Oh.
Which is very prolific in its foliage. The more foliage you had, you see, the more hay you grew on a certain length of, certain area of ground. Well, we'd take kind of like Indian teepee poles, you know, to put up. And we'd put about knee-high a pole and nail it or tie it to the pole, you know, the three poles standing up around it. Then we'd take the first hay and come into the pole, not let it touch the ground, have where air could go under it. We'd come in stacking that hay and come on to attack it, stack it all the way around, then we'd cap it off with the hay. Then when that got cured, we'd go in there and either take what we call a ground slide, just push a rack of hay, we call that a rack, push that rack of hay over on the slide and slide it up to the baler. And then you take that hay and feed it into the baler and bale your hay. Then you take that and haul it to the barn. If you had too much at that time, you'd usually stack it outside and cover it up with some kind of covering. Keep the rain off of it and the weather.
Did you ever see one that had a roof built over it, four poles and some kind of roof?
A lot of people build that for sheds for the stock and also for storage place for the hay. Kilpatrick Day over here has got, I think, two or three like that.
Do they just call it a shed or is there another name?
Well, I guess they'd call it a hay barn or a hay shed.
Okay. When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
Back then, we let it cure for about a day or two.
What does that mean? Just leave it out?
Leave it and let the juice, you know, more or less evaporate out of it. You want to bale it or want to stack it. You can stack it real green. Let all this evaporate and dry out before you bale it. See, if you bale it with all this natural juice in it, it will mold and sour and rot. So you want to cure it like that. The best way, if you had enough,